give you a quick set recap here. Then we're going to gaze into the future. We just heard from Eddie Costa, great pianist and vibraphonist, who died young, killed in an automobile crash, I think at the age of 31. Back in the early 60s, we heard Annabelle from the Eddie Costa album, The House of Blue Lights. He appears on a lot of other artists' albums. He was a very busy session musician. Raven, before that, blues-based band with a very cheap sound. I like it. Howlin' for My Baby from their self-titled, the only album they issued. It's on Columbia, 1969. Andreas Vollenweider, not played much on WFMU. Nightfire Dance from his album Down to the Moon. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Big Spider Beck not on that track. I didn't hear him. I think that was like right before Bix kind of cashed in his chips. He was no longer capable of playing. He was just so ruined by alcohol. Bathtub gin, in fact. Heard Raising the Roof from a collection called Bix and Tram. So we're going to look into the future now, because at the Hoof and Mouth this year, I sang the Hold Steady song, Sequestered in Memphis. I was accompanied by the Sequestered in Memphis horns. And like the next day, I realized what song I want to perform next year at the Hoof and Mouth. Will I? I don't know, but this is the song that occurred to me that would be a great kind of opening number for next year's Hoof and Mouth.
Thank you.
I think I can do that. I think I can be Fred Schneider for 3.5 minutes. B-52's Party Out of Bounds. I'd forgotten about that song and how great it is. Anyway, maybe next year with the H&M. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU. Thanks again for all the pledges, all the volunteering, all the love from our listeners during the two-week fundraising marathon. Stay tuned for, oh God, fancied, well-dressed, fancy dandies with Ken and Andes, debuting this evening on WFMU.
Welcome to the maiden voyage of well-dressed fancy dandies with Kens and Andes. Thank you to everybody who pledged to 7 Second Delay and the WFMU Marathon last week. Andy Breckman is now in Canada for the next 5 months, but we recorded a special edition of well-dressed fancy dandies for tonight. We recorded this last Sunday night at the marathon finale, where we wandered around and gave people breathalyzer tests. We're here at the end of marathon party. We're up in the phone room, and Marlena is trying to give Andy Breckman a hug.
Marlena is explaining to me why she's different.
I am different.
Uh-huh. How are you different, Marlena?
Because I'm not, like, I'm also crazy, but...
As opposed to who? You're different from the people here?
Everyone.
You think everyone here is sane and you're crazy?
No, everyone here is so weird.
But how are you different then?
Weird is...
Very weird than them.
Weird AF.
You know what AF means, Andy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you know what this is in my right hand?
No.
It's a breathalyzer.
Why?
Well, because our boss, Ken... wants me to breathalyze everybody here.
Take one.
Okay, I'm going to take yours.
What do you think? Probably no, I've never, over.
What's the range, Andy? This is our first breathalyzer test.
Are we trying to find out if I can drive?
Well, you're not driving tonight, right?
No, I'm not.
So she's safe to get totally smashed.
How did you get here, young lady? Where's your car parked? Where's it parked?
Ben drove.
Who drove?
My husband.
Benny.
And where is he now? He went home.
No, he's here.
Your husband.
He's laying on the floor in the eau de toilette.
Who's in worse shape, you or Ben?
He's good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I've never used this before. This is my inauguration. I've never used a breathalyzer.
You guys, I was butt cuffed the other day. Like, how did it go with the Andy?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
What, during Andy's soaking?
Yeah.
Oh, it went fantastic. How do you think it went, Andy?
Did you actually have to give any money?
Did I write a check?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I wrote a big check, yes. Yes.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
You're the greatest.
And then I spend the rest of the week figuring out why I did that.
You're the greatest.
Yeah, am I? I don't know how this... Wait, I got to turn this on. Wait. Wait, 10, 9...
Oh, ready?
Okay, here it goes.
And then Marlena is going
to
blow.
When it gets to 5, when it gets to 3, 2, okay, here you go. This is okay.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Ready? And it says blow. Here we go.
And Marlena's
blow
blowing in the breathalyzer.
Hard, hard, hard. Like you're blowing up a balloon. Hard, hard, hard.
Fantastic.
That's right.
You're
that's
doing
right.
a great job, Marlena.
Okay, there it is. Oh, that's a red light.
0.137.
Okay.
What does that mean?
That's 35 times the legal limit in New Jersey.
No, 35. It's no, it is not.
35.
No, it's not.
How are you getting home?
Her husband, Ben.
All I'm asking is let me get home safely first.
I'm not drunk like that.
You're not drunk like that? Honey, I can, honey, you're not only drunk, I can prove you're drunk.
0.137. What does it mean, though? Like, what's the legal limit?
I don't think she should be allowed near a microphone, let alone a steering wheel.
Well, she's on mic.
Sorry, I don't want to touch you.
Well, like, you want to see what I do?
Yeah.
I do 000.
Yeah, let's see what you do.
I've done 000 since the day I was born. Never
let's see. Yeah, prove it.
Yeah.
All right, Andy Breckman's going to take a breathalyzer
let's
now.
Yeah,
let's
yeah this will be a good baseline.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yeah, you think you're weird. 000 my whole life. Okay, hold on.
I'm
got to wait
weird.
10 seconds.
I still know I'm weird.
I don't think you're weird, honey.
I am a little.
No, you're not weird.
I feel like I've gone through a lot of ish in my life.
Oh, it's still picking up.
Wait.
It's still
you
picking up.
You know why I think I'm weird?
No, I really don't. Hold on.
Okay,
I want.
Well, then don't say that I'm not weird and if you don't know anything about me.
I know everything about you. I've done
no,
a lot of.
Don't.
You think I come to this show and not do research on everyone here? I've been Googling you all afternoon. There's nothing about
you're
you I don't
crazy.
Know. I know.
You don't.
I
you,
do know.
You have not been Googling
I know what
me.
Happened in Denver in 2012. I know it very well.
Different Marlena.
No, I know it. I researched it.
What?
You're going to deny that with you?
I've been to Meow Wolf like a couple years ago.
Exactly. That's right. I remember that too.
Ago.
I've been there too, baby. I was researching
like,
you all day.
Me. Look.
Hold on.
Andy.
Yeah, baby. Hold
come
on.
Come on. It ain't me. I am not that one.
Okay, okay, then.
I'm not the booster, so no. Come on.
Wait, it's picking up residual. This is. Here's the problem we're having. I'm talking to Marlena. I can't get a zero. I can't get a zero reading on this because I'm talking to Marlena.
But maybe you're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Maybe you've been drinking and you didn't realize
it. Supposed to wait 3 minutes for. Okay.
All right, well, you got to wait 3 minutes.
Okay. Marlena, you are the sweetest.
Me and you are going to have a freaking fight forever.
Oh, baby. Oh,
I love
don't
it.
Fight me. No,
not
no.
like not like that. Like
no,
it was going to be like a fun like
a fun fight?
Yeah.
Leg wrestle?
No.
Thumb wrestle.
I'll
gonna,
bet you right now we're not going to fight.
He's going to say
okay, Andy's doing the breathalyzer.
I'm a know-it-all at AOL.com like a little bit. Like I know a lot of ish, right?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't blame you. Who wants to talk about this they know? Yeah. Right.
But,
who nobody likes a know-it-all.
But no one does.
No, everybody hates a know-it-all.
But like,
are you kidding?
I would like...
Wait, are you kidding?
What do you get?
I would love to meet someone that knows it all. Wait,
what do you?
Where's
no
the know-it-all?
Does.
What's your breathalyzer
you
score?
A man who knows it all?
People
introduce me
know.
Now.
People think they know.
Oh,
they don't
oh
know
he doesn't
shit.
Really know it all.
No,
oh, he's bluffing.
What's your score, buddy?
Well, I'm trying to do this correctly. Wait, here it is.
So anyway.
Here we go. Andy's finally taking his breathalyzer test.
Oh, it didn't break. I don't know. Kenny, I think Marlena broke it.
She didn't break it. It's counting down. 7, 6,
okay.
5. Here we go.
Okay, look out,
3.
Marlena. Here we go.
8. Do it! Oh, my God, you're smashed. Oh, my God.
Hold on, here we go. 0000. That's how you do it. That's how you... That's how you run for office. No, that's why I could be... I'm on the short list for Attorney General of New Jersey. You can't... You're not eligible. I'm not giving you my breathalyzer.
I want the same thing that you just blew into. Give it
what
to
are you talking about?
She wants your
it.
Tube.
You think,
she
you
wants
think,
your tube.
You think it was a different straw and that made the difference?
Yeah.
You think if you had a different straw, you'd be sober?
Give Marlena your straw.
Marlena, you're more than a straw away from being sober, honey.
Yeah. Where's Carrie? Oh, she ran away. Oh,
okay. Well, we're going to wait too. Now, what about...
Let's talk to Michelle.
What
come
about
on.
Michelle, how sober do you think? Michelle, do you have...
Michelle's...
Unfortunately, I have not had any drinks yet tonight.
No, I'm being serious.
I am
how
too.
How much have you had to drink?
Nothing.
I'm asking you a serious question.
I'm giving you a serious answer. Trust me, I wish I was drunk.
What have you been drinking?
Water with lemon.
She said she's been drinking water with lemon.
Okay, here we go. Wait, you want to prove it?
Yes, I'd love to prove
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. 0, 2, 1, and go. Blow like you're blowing up a balloon. Blow up a balloon. That's my girl. Oh, what a good girl. Okay, result 0, 0, 0.
But I'm going to start drinking now, so test me again at the end of the show.
Will do.
Good idea.
With pleasure. So it's just been fentanyl all night for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a bunch of cocaine.
I want some fentanyl for you if you need it.
No, I'm going to pass on that, Marlena.
That's horrible. I would never give it to you.
Yeah, don't give out your fentanyl.
You're going to. I don't have it.
Do we remember what Marlena's was? It was 0.137, I think, right?
Yeah, Marlena's not driving home.
Okay.
Hey, Marlena, if you drive home tonight and you get in trouble,
here's
you'll
Benny.
Never be able to say legally.
Here's Benny.
You didn't know.
Marlena's husband, Benny.
What's up, Andy? Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy.
We're just talking to your lovely
you know,
wife.
Benny, Benny and come over closer.
You're a lucky man.
Benny and Marlena made lunch for us today.
Oh, my gosh. How generous. On behalf of
a grateful nation.
A grateful nation. I thank you for the lunch. Now, Marlena is a lovely woman, but we're hoping. And when I say we, I mean the state of New Jersey. We're hoping she's not driving home.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
You are driving home.
No, probably the bus.
No, I know. Oh, okay. Because I saw you guys arrive in a truck.
Yeah. Well, we're parked legally.
Okay.
Well within the parameters.
So would you take a breathalyzer test with us here?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So you're
that's what I always say. Why not?
So your story is you're not driving home. That's your story. You're
that's
sticking
the
with
the truth,
that.
Sir. Nothing but the facts. It's like Jack Webb.
Okay. And here we go. If you blow into this, we'll see how you're doing.
Okay. Benny is
like blowing up a balloon.
Blowing in.
Like blowing up a balloon.
Blow, blow, blow.
Point one.
Point one. Not quite as high as Marlena, but not bad.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. That's a red light on this breathalyzer.
Was that point one, 0.08, I think, is legally drunk, right?
Well, that means you're on the bus tonight.
That's what he said.
Do you have $1.60, Andy?
$1.60 for the bus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exact change.
I do have $1 for it. I'm going to have $2 for you and for your wife. That's how much. I don't want you on the highway while I'm on the highway. Hold on, brother. Wait, hold on.
20 will work.
Yeah, I know. Wait, throw that 20. I got to get the cannon on that. There you go. This will get you on the bus.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome, buddy. You go crazy. Hope you get on early. You get a window seat. If you get on really early, you can sit right behind the driver. Okay. Now, you want to just sort of time stamp this, buddy? This is...
We've only been talking 10 minutes.
I know, but this is the last night of the marathon.
Right, right.
We're at the station.
Yep, we're in the phone room.
Ken's
we're in the
got phone a room. Ken's glued to his chest.
Why are we... Yeah, Ken's the coolest guy going.
You okay, Marlena?
Yeah, I'm good. No, that's why I don't come up here during the marathon. I don't come up here. I stay downstairs.
Well, there's no non-creepy room, Marlena.
If I'm not on the phone,
there's no safe room in this building.
There's no reason for you to be up here.
Yeah,
right?
There's no reason to be anywhere here, really. I can't think of one. I spent 30 years trying to think of a reason to be here.
No, there's a lot of reasons to be here.
I honestly can't think of one.
I'll fight you.
Name one.
I'll fight you.
You'll fight me?
She wants to fight you.
Because I insulted your radio station?
Yes.
That's how you feel about your radio
yes.
station?
This is what this is what we train our volunteers to
I
do.
I can see. Man, they
I'm
must
not
be
a volunteer.
They must be some really
I hope I'm more than a volunteer.
I don't so these staff meetings are closer to a Nuremberg rallies, I guess.
Germany.
You said Nuremberg and we got a pledge from Germany.
That's how you do it.
What are the chances?
I willed it. A pledge from Germany. Well done, Ken.
Yes. Those telepathic.
Yeah. Let's do talking fish if you want to do talking
no,
fish.
In this room because it's going to go over
yeah, we can't curse in this room.
Well, no one's going to.
You
want to
fight with me? You want to fight with me?
Baby, I'm not fighting with you.
Can we go in and interview Joe Bielak? Come on.
Well, are they playing a song? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do. You're the best. God bless you.
Joe, can we interview you and Cricket too?
Sure. Hey, guys. Hey, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
Andy, Andy, please meet Cricket. Cricket,
hey, how are you?
Hello, I am doing
Andy
very well.
Thanks for your help.
Of course, this,
Cricket is one of our DJs.
Of course he is. No, I'm a big fan.
He plays plays songs with melodies on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
I play folk music mostly, I've heard that you have a past as a kind of folky singer-songwriter.
I began as a singer-songwriter for my sins.
Acclaimed opening act for Don McLean, right?
I got out of that racket the minute I could. The minute any other door opened.
Andy used to play with Tom Paxton, Don McLean, Christine Lavin, The Roaches. One time he insulted Joan Baez.
Really? How did you end up here? What happened?
You mean at FMU? How did I end up here? Ken?
Joan Baez.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, you decided you wanted to do a radio show, and your pal Will Baum was a listener. And
I was working with an assistant. His name was Will Baum. He was a member of a band called
Love Child. I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fantastic. And they did some live recordings here.
Interesting.
And I confided to him that I always wanted to try my hand at radio, and he dragged me here and introduced me to the gang.
That's amazing.
And once they heard I had money in the bank. I was a shoe-in here.
Yeah, I mean, we're all the better for it now. If only for the soaking, which seemed to go very well.
So, Cricket, what was the highlight of the 2026 marathon for you?
For me, my second co-host was John Allen, and I was very, very frightened going into that.
He's a frightening guy.
Yes, everybody's telling me. He's a strong personality, and I was feeling quite scared, but he was super friendly to me, so that was a pleasant surprise. I did not suffer any harm that day, so... very, very happy with that turnout.
That's a great story.
Well, you're scared of John Allen.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, you'll meet him later tonight.
Oh, good. Has he been drinking? Well,
thank you, Cricket.
Of course, thank you.
I guess my favorite part was when you were intimidated by this other DJ, but then it turned out he was more of a pussycat.
So.
That was my favorite part of the story. It had that reversal, the twist.
Holy
turned out to have feet of clay.
Mm.
That's drama.
Since I'm being interviewed, I'm on the air right now. I feel like I have to mention my girlfriend. She got a new job recently, and one of her coworkers told her that he has a shirt that he got. It was one of your premiums from 7 Second Delay years ago. It says something along the lines of "Where's my $2?"
Oh yeah,
that ring a bell?
Yeah, the $2 shirt. Yeah.
So she was going to come tonight with me and wear that shirt and try to confront one of you.
She could have made $4.
She could have. Yeah, I didn't know that you would both be here. But
so your imaginary girlfriend wears a shirt that mentioned 7 Second Delay.
Yeah, she couldn't.
That's sweet.
She
if you're gonna have an imaginary girlfriend, how sweet that he made her a fan of ours, Ken.
Yeah, she couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah, of course she couldn't. Where was she? Oh, what happened? This will be good. Listen to this, Ken. This is gonna be good.
Yes.
Why couldn't your girlfriend be here? Wait, hold on. I'm trying not to laugh. Why couldn't your girlfriend be here tonight?
So she preferred to watch the Oscars.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the girlfriend's a big fan of the Academy Awards.
Yes, she's pleased. She's pleased that Conan O'Brien is the host tonight.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yes. That's right.
So
That'll be great.
Unfortunately, she'd rather listen
to having
Conan
a great time.
Than Andy. But...
Oh, who wouldn't?
Andy, please meet the DJ for the finale here, Joe Bielak.
Of course, hey, Joe.
Come on closer.
Hey, how are you?
Joe, is this an annual slot? Are you on the air every marathon?
It seems to be because, you know, usually no one wants to do it. And about Thursday or Friday, Ken's like, hey, you were around Sunday, and here we are, you know.
Well, it was well played because I've been downstairs, and you don't want to be downstairs.
Great.
Well played, my friend.
Yeah. And, Joe, I see you're drinking a Bud Light.
I am.
Would you like to take a breathalyzer test?
Do I have to, or is it
no?
Optional?
No, it's optional.
All right, sure, I'll take it. I didn't drive, I'll take it.
Okay.
All right, can I drive Andy's car home, depending on the results?
Absolutely. Andy loves it when drunk people drive his car.
Cool. I'll tell you why that's funny. It's absolute insane. Okay, now, you blow into here like it's, it's counting down. Oh, here we go.
What are you?
And you blow?
Joe Bielak is blowing. Blow, baby, blow.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you've had some drinks. That's a red light there.
He's
so
a 0.098.
So that who's taking over the rest of the finale shift?
Wow, you're doing great for 0.98. Yeah. I gotta say, yeah. that's comparable to what Benny got, and he was really slurring. You're not slurring at all.
Four beards becomes.
That's probably a bad sign that that's my count, and I'm functioning.
That's great. Well, that explains a great deal, doesn't it, Ken?
And Marlena's the number to beat,
0.137. Yeah, Marlena's the number to beat. What will Marlena win if she's the drunkest DJ?
Great
she
question.
She might become a DJ. She's not even a DJ.
I think she should be.
That's her prize, Andy.
I think she should win the breathalyzer.
Okay. She'll go home with the breathalyzer. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy, do you have $3,500 on you?
I am.
We're about $3,500 away.
Oh, well, first off,
many monk repeats is
wait
that?
A minute. Wait. That is amazing that you are that close to the number.
Right.
Wow, mazel tov to everyone here. Fantastic. And wait, and you have 2 hours to go?
Just about.
2.5 hours.
No, you're not going to make it. But still, you made a very, very bold and exciting try this year, Ken.
No, we're going to make it, Andy. We have 2.5 hours to go.
It's going
to
end in utter failure. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You came very, very close, my friend.
There's no question we're going to make it.
And then if you don't make it, does everyone get a refund?
No, we're gonna make it.
I don't see how you can, Ken.
2.5 hours to make $3,500?
I honestly don't see how you can. The phones are not ringing. You've got some alcoholic... You got the old alcoholic DJ driving the bus. What the hell? What kind of operation is this?
He's high functioning.
Yeah. I'm the most functioning alcoholic here.
Didn't you ever see that movie? That movie with Denzel Washington where he flew
the airplane?
He landed the airplane upside down.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He flew the airplane upside down.
He landed it upside down.
He left off the upside down part.
But he had to land it upside down because he had no landing gear.
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert, I think I left the mic open, sorry.
It's a brilliant parallel to this radio station. The airplane that Denzel Washington flew in the movie Flight. Look, up in the sky, it's an upside down 707.
Okay, that's our first segment.
How many minutes was that?
20 minutes.
How many minutes are in an hour?
60. We have two more segments. What are you doing, Andy?
No, I'm at the station doing God knows what. What the hell am I doing here, Ken?
We're recording next Wednesday's show.
We're recording next Wednesday. No, it's not exciting, honey. She thinks it's exciting. Yes, I'm talking into a tape recorder. Okay, well, how was your flight, honey? Did you get a little sleep on the plane? Oh, of course, babe. I love you. Of course. Well, listen, I'm going to see you. Ken, when am I getting home?
I don't know.
Okay, what time am I leaving here?
As soon as we do 3 20-minute segments.
Okay, I'll be home around midnight, honey. Okay, love you. And now I have to call my wife. That's just a sample of the kind of fun we're going to have all year here at FMU. Okay, so... Who do you think might? Who are you worried about that might have had a little too much to drink tonight?
Oh, Morph, but he's just walking out the door.
Oh God!
Yeah.
God help us all.
I mean, we're hanging out right by the beer, so we're in a good spot.
Yeah. It's kind of like entrapment, isn't it, to hang out by the beer?
Help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself.
The beer's not. It's not, you know, poisoned or bad or anything.
I know, but it's been a long time since I've operated a keg. In fact, I'm pretty sure no one's ever. I've never done it myself.
Well, you take one of those red cups over there.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, you want to instruct her on using the keg?
What a college life you must have had if you never operated a keg yourself.
You just
stood around the kegs and waited for the boys.
Right? No, actually, I wasn't in a frat.
Oh, you weren't in a frat. Okay.
No. I was also not in a sorority. I worked at a record store and worked my entire way through college.
Okay. What was the name of the record store?
Sonic Boom in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Are you Shannon?
No.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
This is Andy Breckman.
Hi,
and I'm
how are
Ken.
You?
Fine. How are you?
Is Sonic Boom still in existence?
It is, but there's only one store, and it is no longer owned by the same owners. I married one of the owners, and we're not married anymore.
were you there during the grunge scene?
I was there in the early 2000s, which was not really the grunge scene. It was more of the transitional phase.
So you...
I was from Alaska, so I adopted part of the, like, Pacific Northwestern grunge, I don't know, phase, era, whatever you want to call it. The first record I actually bought on purpose was a Pearl Jam record, so...
Andy has no idea what we're talking about.
The first record that you paid for was a Pearl Jam record.
The first record I purposely paid for, in the sense that, like,
how
I bought
you,
it with my own
how
money.
Are you collecting albums before?
Well, because my parents would give me an allowance, and then I would go to, like, the store and be like, I want to buy, like, the cheapest thing I can possibly buy. But, like, the first album I saved up for was a Pearl Jam record.
So you married one of the owners of this the chain of record stores.
After I quit working there.
Yeah.
But then he
watched him drive it into the ground.
No. He ended up becoming the president of Beggars. So he's the president of Beggars Group in the U.S.
What's Beggars?
It's like a record label conglomeration.
Do you know that company?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean, oh, yeah?
They're a label and a distributorship.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a couple labels you might have heard of. Do you know about labels at all?
No.
Have you ever heard of,
the answer's no to whatever you're about to say. Mm. Never heard of them.
Is your name Andy Breckman?
It is?
Oh. You said the answer would be no.
Oh, okay. You got me there. Well played.
He tricked you.
Oh, yeah. Remind me never to play checkers with this guy. Well played. Okay, so...
Yeah, so I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
Did you have kids with this guy?
No.
And are you still in touch with this guy?
Not really.
Do you believe this statement is true? Once you love someone, you always love them.
I mean, I really...
Do you believe that's true?
I still care about him, but we, like, have parted ways pretty drastically on politics. I'm a socialist, he's a capitalist, so...
Okay. And what are you doing for a living now?
I'm a professor, but I also am a
professor
probably
where?
Like Amherst College.
Perfect. Perfect.
Is that perfect?
Everything about it is perfect. And your ex-husband is making real money.
Yeah.
He's living in a big house.
Yeah. Now I'm about to marry this guy.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, good. Good for you.
And you are?
My name is Colin Manns. I'm a avid listener of WFMU, and I came here, Ken, to ask you a specific question.
Are you also from Massachusetts?
I'm from New Jersey, born and raised. But you said
I'm not from Massachusetts. I'm from Alaska.
Right, right. Where in Alaska?
Anchorage.
Oh, boy.
Wait, are you guys going to end up near Amherst? Are you going to end up up there?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Wait, where are you going, honey?
I live in Union City.
Yeah, wait, you mean you're commuting or you're doing it online? You're doing
kind
everything?
Kind of. This is so complicated. I advise theses, so like capstone projects.
And
so
you can do that from anywhere?
Kind of.
And what do you do
for a
living?
I work in IT.
Oh, perfect. So
when you say perfect, what do you mean? It sounds like an insult. It sounds like an insult.
Yeah, that's
it sounds like, bless your heart. That's what it's the Northern.
Like some real these are some millennials who need to be put in their place.
It's a very thinly disguised insult.
Yeah, like bless your heart. Yeah.
It's very close
not
to
so
bless
thin,
your heart.
Because the rest of us knew what you were doing.
Oh, I know. I'm very bad at this. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's not thinly disguised at all. It's an overt insult.
Is it because I'm wearing glasses, Andy? Is that why you think I'm in IT?
I'm glad.
All of us are wearing glasses. That's what we have in common.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
I'm not going to hit anybody. And I bless your union. God bless. Do you have a date? Do you guys have a date?
We're thinking the fall, but it's
wonderful. Mazel tov. Yeah.
And what was the question that you had for me?
You said the beer wasn't poisoned, but is the water poisoned? I'm really in need of some, like, hydrochloric acid to drink.
There might be water in that fridge.
Hold on.
Andy, check the fridge.
Is it poisoned? I came out here for poison.
No, the bottled water is not poisoned. The tap water is pretty poisoned, yeah.
Okay, good.
There's no water here, but there's a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
Wait, are you recording this?
Yeah, we're recording this for next Wednesday's show.
7-second delay.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Fuck. Okay, well,
Is this your first drink, Michaela?
Yeah, well, okay. Tonight?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Tonight. All right, would you want to take a breathalyzer test?
I mean, I'm not driving, but like...
Yeah,
yeah why not? Wait, you have a breathalyzer right
now? Yeah, we have a breathalyzer here.
Do you identify yourself as a socialist as well?
Oh, yeah. I do.
That's how we met.
How did you wait on some website?
Kind of.
Really? What was the name of the website?
It's called the DSA Discussion Forum, and I was looking for people to help me with a project.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Here it comes. Bless your heart. Here it comes. That's me.
If it sounds with common politics, you're pretty set, I would say.
If it sounds patronizing, it means I'm doing it right. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a breathalyzer. Well, that's two. Okay. So wait. Okay, so you want to do a breathalyzer? Wait,
yeah, sure.
Which one of you is driving home?
We're not driving.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's good. Wait, how did you get here then?
I took the path. I was in Queens before this. That's where I had the rest of the drinks besides this.
And then how? Wait, does PATH still run at night? This late at night?
Yeah.
Okay, so
PATH
you get,
never runs.
Wait,
that's
are you trying
question.
To? Are you? Is this breathalyzer like whether or not I'm a liar?
No, here we go. No, here, okay. blow like you're blowing up a balloon.
Blow Michaela's blowing into the breathalyzer. And the result?
Oh, 0.084.
0.084, it's legally
you're
drunk.
Not driving. You're not driving that PATH train, are you? You're not sitting up there with the conductor.
Oh, he caught me. That's actually I moonlight as a PATH conductor, yeah.
It's legally drunk, but on the other hand, it's the lowest score we've gotten tonight.
Oh, well, yeah. Hell yeah.
So you're the least drunk.
That's crazy, because I also drank a martini and then also drank, at least part of a bottle of wine.
Do you think she's drunk enough to enjoy your song that you're about to sing?
Ooh, yes.
No, I don't think she is.
I think so.
I don't think she is.
What's your song?
I'm going to sing Smokey Robinson's Gasms.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Oh, you're going to need some more.
Is that why you're dressed the way you are?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a merkin on my chest.
That is some merkin. That looks like a cloud, a dark cloud.
Want to hear something sad? He's my best friend. My best friend is wearing a merkin. What's
Wait,
wrong with me?
Are you sure that it's stitched out of pubic hair? Did you get that certified?
Oh yeah, no, it's genuine pubic hair.
Killer.
Yeah, it came from a prisoner. Otisville Federal State Penitentiary. You know, they let the prisoners make a little extra money.
You know why you guys think this
that
exchange
is
funny?
I also wonder
0.08. That's why.
I also wonder why,
I can give you the lowest score of the night.
That is
Andy.
Some
I'm
rich.
Lower than anyone.
Do you think they curl it afterwards? Does it come out like
try?
That, or is that extra?
Well, yeah,
I haven't had a drip of alcohol.
They give it a little curl with a little curling iron.
Think, this kind of reads.
I think you know it gets scraped off of some prisoners and then other prisoners curl it.
Oh, so it's an assembly.
It's a team effort.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Because it also gives the prisoners a sense of community and working together.
Did you say the story is half over?
No. Not even close.
Go and then pick it up.
Would you describe
it
as the Merkin community?
It's the Merkin prisoner community.
Are you nervous at all about singing?
A little bit, not too much.
Is this a song that you've rehearsed?
The Merkinists.
Yes.
Merk Americans.
How did you select this song?
I started playing it a lot on my show.
Wait. Are you on the air? A show on the air here?
Yeah. I do a radio show.
Station.
On Wednesday mornings.
Wait, and then you stay, then you stick around all day and do a show with me in the evening?
Yes, exactly. You never knew about my Wednesday morning show?
No, this is the first time here. What kind of music do you play?
It's 9 a.m. to noon.
Well, what kind of music? Like Smokey Robinson?
Yes, I do play some Smokey Robinson.
Oh, man, I got to check that out.
Yeah.
Because you're very personable and very knowledgeable about music.
Thank you.
Quite good.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. I've known you for 32 years.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, both of you. Both of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
All of us.
Carrie, what you looking for?
God bless us, everyone.
Are you looking for water or?
What did you think my name
was? I thought your name was Carrie.
No.
Oh, what's your name?
My name's Amala.
Amala, wow.
Yes.
And did you find what you were looking for in the fridge?
No.
Do we want some water?
I think her name was Carrie, though.
No, I want some Coors Light, I think.
Oh, all we have is Yingling in the keg here.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to have to go home.
Especially because you've just been called Carrie. Yeah.
You brought some Coors Light, didn't you?
That is, Carrie is the highest compliment a man can give a woman. To call her Carrie. That's an Irish compliment. No, no, no.
Like Karen.
No, 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 no. It's really a high praise indeed. I've seen him make that mistake, and it's always about someone that he really is attracted to and really likes and wants
someone
to meet.
With, a lot of blood.
Thank you, Michaela.
Oh,
bye.
Like the Stephen King Carrie.
So what brought you here tonight?
So, do you know Faye?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was wearing an FMU hat, and she beelined over to me, and she
Where did this happen?
This happened at a birthday party in Brooklyn.
Party in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You didn't know this person.
I had no idea who
you're wearing an FMU hat. This will teach you a lesson, by the way. You don't want to be wearing FMU merchandise. Okay, people will be bothering you all night. So she came over to you and said...
She said, oh, hey.
She said, and then she invited WFMU. You to this? She invited you to this?
No, she said, you know, you should volunteer there. And so that's just what I did.
And now you're volunteering.
So I was on the phones. In fact, I was on the phones for your show.
Oh, baby.
Oh, for 7-second delay?
Yeah.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah,
oh. During oh, the soaking?
You. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It was crazy.
I don't know whether to thank you or slash your tires.
She didn't pledge. She answered the phone. You know, she facilitated people who were soaking.
You could
I was
have chosen
unable.
Not to answer the phone. A good friend would not have answered the phone.
I did, too, because I was looking for number 10, and it never came to me.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you were looking for phone number 10.
Oh, it never got there?
So, no, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So we're friends. We're all friends.
Wait, how close did it get to you?
I think it got to 9.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was real drama going on in the phone room.
Oh, so you didn't get to take a single call.
Well, I did. You know, eventually I moved my way up. I worked my way up to phone number 1.
Did you have to sabotage somebody on phone number 7?
I had to boot them off.
Well,
thank
you for your service. And now, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Now,
that's a terrible question.
Did I stump the band?
No, I work at NYU.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you a professor? Okay.
That's what I do.
But are you getting free tuition or discounted tuition?
Yes, I am.
And what are you studying?
Well, TBD.
What?
TBD.
Oh, TBD.
Yeah.
You know,
what
Andy.
The hell
and
does that mean?
Andy
what
used.
The hell is that
Andy mean? Used to teach a class at NYU.
What did you teach?
I was there for 2 semesters, and I taught comedy writing because I'm so damn funny.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And the kids were idiots. Without exception, top to bottom, every seat in the room, idiots.
It's true.
It's
Those true. NYU kids, they just, do you see the way they ride their city bikes?
I don't know. I honestly don't know how they dress themselves in the morning. They are dumb. Am I right?
They couldn't be. They are the sub...
I don't think legally we can even call them people. But their parents are paying $85,000 a year or something. They're not. But you game the system.
I
You're
game
working
the system.
In the administration. Okay. Now is that free tuition for you?
Free tuition. Now I just you
I'm
know.
I'm so proud of you, honey. I'm not
and
your
where,
dad.
Where did you live before you came to New York?
I lived in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So you still have a trace of an Australian accent?
A trace, just a trace. Just
How, when did you leave Australia?
2019. Yeah.
How can you not know what you're going to major in?
Well, I already, you know, I majored already.
Okay, so this is your
this
second
is my
around.
This
you're
is my secondary
master.
School.
What is going on over here?
It's a prisoner merkin.
Get me out of here.
Exactly. Well, the lesson I think we all learned is you can buy FMU merchandise, you can buy the hat, but do not wear the hat in public.
Do not wear the hat, because now I'm going to be interviewed
here
with 2 weird guys.
Exactly.
And I need to go home because there's no
the
Coors
best.
Light.
What is it about Coors Light?
I just love it. It's my favorite beer. It's,
there might be some upstairs.
It's like water, but it's really tasty, and it makes you feel good. What's your favorite beer?
Australian. I don't drink. I'm too cool to drink, yeah.
Well, I bought some seltzers if you want a seltzer.
Even seltzer.
You're too cool for seltzer.
I'm too cool for
you
seltzer.
You only drink distilled water.
Andy and I are both straight edge.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, with you with your... shaggy
maybe
chest
if I drank
hair.
A little.
Yeah, describe it because we're on the radio.
Shaggy chest hair and Hugh Hefner attire.
Yeah, you do look like it's a Playboy After Dark. There's a sadness to it, isn't there? A sadness to this?
It is sad, especially when you're straight edge.
I know.
At least have a cigar
around,
in your mouth.
He's been going around upstairs and downstairs calling every woman Carrie. It's his lost love, Carrie.
I'm sorry I called you Carrie.
He had a crush on a girl named Carrie in 5th grade, and he just goes around looking for her.
I thought it was a compliment, but now I just realize I'm just...
No, it is a compliment. It's very much a compliment.
Yeah. He's going to sing. Stick around. He's going to sing in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'll hang around then. Maybe. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Where are we on time?
That was a good second segment.
Okay.
Andy, we're back in the phone room with Michelle. Michelle, have you had anything to drink?
Yes.
Michelle, do you feel like you're inebriated? From 1 to 10, how inebriated do you feel?
1.
How did you get here tonight, Michelle?
I walked.
How did you really get here tonight, Michelle?
I flew.
May I drive you home, Michelle?
Anytime, Andy.
I want to congratulate you and Ken. I have you both here. You had a great year, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we just went over the goal.
Yeah. That's inexplicable. I can't explain it. Can you explain it?
Yes, we're amazing.
No, that can't be it. No, there's another reason. I don't know what it is. Did you hear Ken singing?
I did. It was so good. It was really, really good.
It took all of my willpower not to clap. That's how good it was. I was fighting the urge to clap for like 5 minutes.
We did it so much better during rehearsal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, that's true, by the way, with every single week at 7 Second Delay. Oh, I wish you guys could hear the rehearsal.
Wait, I didn't know there were rehearsals.
Oh, you're never invited to the rehearsal.
You got to start inviting me.
I rehearse all day Monday and then a couple hours on Tuesday.
Can I come?
No, it's just me. It's usually just me in my basement. Just going over zingers. Hey, who's this?
That's Jessica.
Oh, that's our Jessica.
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
She's going to sing a song.
I wonder what she's going to sing.
She's going to sing a rock song.
Now, Jessica's a new employee, right?
Yep. Don't bother me. People love her voice.
I love her.
I met her boyfriend. He's pretty hot.
Ted, yeah.
Yeah, he's hot. He's really cute. Okay, so now we're upstairs. We're in the phone room.
Right, and you want to give Michelle a breathalyzer test.
The phones are not ringing, are they?
No, we went over the goal.
Wait, do people give up after you go over the goal?
No, they don't give up.
They just bail?
No, they keep pledging.
Don't bother me.
Oh, this is by your favorite band, The Bad Brains.
Oh, I feel so bad for our culture.
Why?
Because this is not very good.
Bad Brains.
This is great.
This is punk rock, Andy.
It's what's that word? It's the opposite of good.
Great?
No, I'm blanking on it. This is not good.
I thought you were a fan of the Bad Brains.
Please don't broadcast this.
We were broadcasting it right now.
Well, I didn't know she had this in her. Did you?
The Bad Brains are a West Coast band, right? She's West Coast.
She is.
This is West Coast punk rock, Andy.
Oh, fantastic. Now, did you announce, did everyone know what your number was that you hit?
Yes.
Has that been announced? That's just phenomenal.
It's public. It's, you know, it's right there on the website.
Can you answer a question?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you raised the 1.8, is that right?
Uh-huh.
But I know that your budget for the year is 1.3. What do you guys, can I ask, like, what you guys do with the $500,000?
No, the budget's actually...
The surplus?
No, the budget's actually more like 2.8.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. Now I remember. It's 2.8. That's right. And we still have a long ways to go. I'm sorry. Ken. I'm sorry.
Well, we make...
I'm sorry, Ken.
We make money in the Hellraiser in October.
Yeah, that's right.
And the record fair.
That's right.
And Michelle does a retail shop.
Yeah.
And then we also have events at Monty Hall.
I know. And you and Michelle have a big event at Turks and Caicos. You're going for a couple weeks. Don't you have like sort of a...
There's nothing...
A team building sort of exercise you do?
No, we don't do team building exercises at Turks and Caicos.
Oh, okay. By the way, you've got to go to Turks and Caicos. It's even if it was just Turks, it would be amazing.
Oh, is that where you're moving your team building exercises? Have you outgrown the Masturbatorium?
It's not just Turks. It's Turks and Caicos.
Sorry, I always forget about Caicos. Let's give Michelle a breathalyzer.
Okay, so Michelle, you've had a few beers, is that right?
No, I've had one glass of wine.
Oh, you're such a liar. If you were pulled over on the way home, would your heart be beating 1,000 times a minute?
It always is.
Yeah, because the cops are so cute.
Hardly.
You could do worse than a cop boyfriend, honey.
I could do better.
Maybe you could do better. Okay, when this gets to one, then we're going to blow.
Okay.
Okay. And you blow like you're blowing up a balloon.
Blow, baby, blow. Blow, baby. Blow like there's no tomorrow. Good job.
0.083.
Legally drunk.
No, that's not.
It is. Yeah. It's a red light. Yeah.
0.08.
You can't drive.
0.08 is drunk.
That's trash. That's not true.
Yeah, but at least wait a minute before you drive.
No, you're a high-functioning alcoholic.
Oh, I've always said that about you from the moment I met you.
I really don't. I have had literally one drink.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, if you don't drink a lot, then
I'll be honest. This costs $9.99. I'm not gonna lie to you. Aisle four at Target.
0.08 is the legal limit?
I don't know.
That's not right. No.
Okay. Mike, what's the legal limit
that's
for?
What I'm trying to Google
it's
right
like
now.
0.8.
Point eight? Well, oh no, baby.
Well, what did Marlena have?
Marlena had one point.
Well, 0.05 in Utah. Yeah. Utah doesn't count.
Hey, almost a third of Marlena. Congratulations. Well done. That's a badge of honor, isn't it?
Oh, 0.08 in most places.
Yeah, 0.08 in New Jersey.
I don't believe it. Okay. I think it's because I just took a sip.
Oh, yes, that would affect it.
Yes, that would explain everything. Yeah.
No, I had just taken a sip.
We have to wait another couple minutes. You have to wait a few minutes between.
Well, it might not be worth it then. Rich Hazelton's on right now.
Who's he?
You're going to think this is fantastic, Andy.
Oh, what's he doing? What's Rich doing? Jeez. It's always a highlight.
Hey, Ken and Michelle, can I ask you something on behalf of the listeners? Right, now, do you have like a little feeling of pride when you hit this goal every year and you go downstairs and you see the staff having fun?
Yeah.
Aren't you proud of yourselves?
Yeah.
I'm proud of steering the ship.
It's a great feeling.
Well, of course, you have to say that, of course. But you're not proud of everybody. Do you know what the word everybody means? No exceptions? Really? You're going to look me in the eye? No exceptions? You're proud of everybody?
Today I am.
Yeah,
right. Not every other day, but today I'm proud of everyone.
You're proud of a lot of the staff. Why don't you just be honest? Try being honest. You might like it. You might like it. You'll do it all the time.
Nah, it's not for me.
No, we're going to end. I think you'll like this, Michelle. I think you'll approve. We're going to end 7-second delay a few minutes early on this show this week because I want everyone to hear Ken's song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna cut this short.
Johnny and Faye were great.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear them on stage.
You were really good, actually. I'm not even lying to
and
you.
We should even begin with the chanting at the beginning.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Bye, Jessica. That was great. Wait, Jessica. We got to talk to Jessica. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it's time for bed.
Jessica,
we got to talk
dynamite.
To Jessica.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, did you grow up listening to the Bad Brains?
Yes, I did.
They were a West Coast band, right?
Yes. DC.
Bad Brains were DC?
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Were there no other music available to you to listen to?
It's what my heart desired.
Really? The Bad Brains?
Yes.
Oh, honey. No, baby. We've got to get you a radio that has more, that has the dial where you can change the station.
No, she's the perfect music director for WFMU.
Oh, honey. Hey, I met your cute boyfriend. He's hot.
Thank you.
What's his name?
His name is Ted.
What does he do for a living?
He's a copywriter.
Don't let this one get away, honey.
Okay.
For the love of God. Play your cards. Play the cards you've been dealt.
Okay.
And play them smart. How long have you been going out?
For 3 years.
Is this the first time he's been here at the station?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. What does he do for a living?
You just asked her that. Oh. And she
Wait,
said
are you
he's...
the drunk one? Have you, no, have I you haven't. Tested how...
I have, yeah,
have
I did.
You given
I actually
the breathalyzer?
Did. I did actually. But you got to figure out a way to keep your boyfriend.
Okay.
My advice, and I'm sorry that this is over the air, just get yourself knocked up. Get yourself pregnant as soon as you can.
Ken, does that sound like good advice?
Yeah. No, that's terrible advice.
Well, I can't think of any other way you're going to keep a guy like that. He is hot.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is he as hot as Matthew Gubler?
Oh, Matthew Gubler, my new partner in crime?
Yeah, the guy who's starring in your new TV show. I understand he was the 34th top-rated male model in the United
States. Did somebody really publish a list like that?
Yeah.
Now, have you had anything to drink, Jessica?
No.
Are you driving home?
Yes.
You little liar. You can look me in the eye and lie like that? What the hell would you get off? All right. Are you driving home?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do this then.
Okay.
There's a breathalyzer. Hold on. Wait.
Well, Ted's probably driving, right?
No, well, now it's too late. You said you were.
I'm driving.
Sorry.
How are you driving?
With his car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's wait. 10.
Oh, does he not drive?
He does drive, but I want to.
Is he drunker than you?
Yeah, we're both super drunk
hot
on kombucha.
When you're hot like Ted, you don't have to drive. The girls drive. The girls drive you. Okay, you're gonna blow. No. Hold it. Hold the straw. Blow hard, like blowing up a balloon.
Nobody's blown into that straw yet, so you don't have to worry. It's sterile.
Okay, hang on. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, 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 blow. Blow, blow, blow like a balloon. Okay, wait, there we go. And, okay.
Let's can we move it to the light?
Oh, wait, I didn't do it right.
Wait, I better have the lowest of the night.
Okay, I didn't do it right, but...
Oh, now blow now, right?
Blow now.
Yeah, blow now.
Okay, blow now.
Don't stick it up her nose. Good Lord, Andy.
I don't know if I did this right.
Jessica's blowing. She's blowing, blowing, blowing.
Okay, I might not have done it right again. No, okay. I apologize. I didn't do it. But don't drive home.
Oh, God. I'm more sober than you've ever been.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye. Great job, honey.
Bye, Jessica. You were fantastic.
Yeah. You were fantastic.
Do we want to give Joe Bielak another breathalyzer?
Hey, Joe, were you... Joe, were you on the air when the last call came in, over the top?
No, they did it from the stage. I think Maggie Hertz announced it.
Okay, great. Well, you did a great job. You got us within spitting distance.
I know. No thanks to you.
I know. I apologize.
Down, but,
I apologize
thanks,
for that.
No thanks to Andy Breckman. Just make sure that gets on.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
We'll see you. Job well done, and we'll see you next year here.
I'll see you in 2 years at the next Neil Young show at Forest Hills.
Joe was there.
I had a great time.
Remember you were wearing my hat that Ken gave you at the last minute to pander to me? You don't remember that?
That was actually a disastrous Neil Young show.
I have a picture from that show.
The PA kept going out. It went out like 12 times.
And I couldn't think of two other FAB staff members I would have rather spent it with.
My prayers were answered twice when the PA went off. Look, this is us at the... This is me holding up a sign that says, enunciate.
He didn't see it.
No, he didn't see it, apparently.
He was in a great mood, though. He really was.
From half a mile away, Ken can tell when Neil Young is in a great mood.
He was.
Yeah, that's
great. He was talking a lot.
Oh, yeah, he was talking a lot.
He kept saying, what's your favorite planet?
Yeah, how can you tell when Neil Young's in a great mood? He talks a lot.
Well, I used to see him, and he would not say a word.
Maybe that means he's in a great mood.
In the mid-70s.
Maybe that means he wants to play you some music. You don't know. What are you, his next-door neighbor for 30 years? You don't know the man.
He was cheerful. You don't recognize cheer when you hear it?
Yeah.
I would say you were cheerful 20 minutes ago on stage. That was really great. Did you see Ken doing his song?
Hey, Matt Warwick is singing one of your favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Summer Breeze. You love this song.
Oh, I do love
song.
Is this Seals and Crofts?
Seals and Crofts, where he's doing the Isley Brothers
my
song.
My opinion, Seals carried that band. Crofts was just
dead.
Oh,
yeah, Crofts was a loser.
Yeah.
Crofts was the Tennille of Seals and Crofts.
Crofts was the Crofts of Seals and Crofts.
He's so good.
What channel are you watching? Hello.
No, that's a fake phone that's ringing there, Andy. Yep, Andy's picking up all the phones now. Okay. Shall we say hello to Ike? Let's say hello to Ike.
Hey, Ike, thanks for your help tonight.
No problem. Always good to feel like I'm of some use here.
You are, and you're bringing it home. You're here for the last night. Did you take the call that put us over the top, the historic call?
No. I believe that was Chris. Was it Chris from Kensington, Michelle?
You know, Ike, as I was asking you that question, I realized I didn't care. I take it back.
Not my mistake.
Not your mistake at all. But thanks for your help.
No problem.
So things just kind of die as soon as you hit the goal?
No, not at all. They die when the band plays.
Do you regret? Yeah. Do you regret not having a higher goal? So you can stay another week at Turks and Caicos?
I do. I really need a vacation.
We're not. We're not going to Turks and Caicos. We don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right. We use all our money. All our money is used to run the station and the programming
that's
here.
That's right.
And go to Dubai.
And go to Dubai, yeah.
Hell no. You couldn't get me to Dubai for $1 million right now.
I am so proud. I know we're winding this down. I know we're at about the 54-minute mark. But I want to leave time tonight because you did such a great job. Tell me about the song that you sang live on stage.
Okay. Well, it was a song that was meant to give the entire room an orgasm. And I'm not sure whether that worked or not.
It worked up here.
Because it was so dark, I couldn't really see. It's by Smokey Robinson, and it's the title track of his most recent album, Gasms.
Gasm. Okay. Yeah. Now, and I will tell you this. While you were singing, I was aroused, but it had nothing to do with you.
Oh, why were you aroused?
I'm not going into it. I just, if anyone mentions that they saw me aroused, I'm just telling you it had nothing to do with you.
Well, it seems a remarkable coincidence.
Yes, I agree, but it was completely independent of what you were doing on stage.
Have you been aroused at any other time tonight?
I was aroused when I first saw you, when I first walked in. I was aroused when we were up in your office alone together. These are all coincidences, Ken.
These don't seem like coincidences.
Anyway, I love you, buddy. Congratulations. Mazel tov to you and your staff.
I love you more now.
I'm proud to be a part of this operation, and I'm also proud to introduce your version of Gasm. And please include your introductory remarks. They were great, too.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to head out.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when you turn that off, I'm going to say goodbye, because this is actually, I'll be in Canada all summer.
Oh, that's right. I'm not going to see you for a long time.
It's going to be a while.
But you'll be on Zoom.
Yeah, and we'll have a great connection. We'll make it work.
Yeah, I figured out the problem.
We'll make it work.
The Zoom problem we had.
Okay. And if I do get home for a week or so, I'll let you know beforehand.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother. All right,
good luck with the TV show.
Thanks.
Yeah,
how's
your TV show? Have a great time.
At you, it makes me feel better than good. And what I see is you and me together forever. I'm knocking on wood. Every kind of gasm in the book, each I has them every time I take a look. You give me gasms. Gasms. You're the one responsible for my gasms. Gasm, gasms. Gasm, gasms. You give me gasms. Eargasms. When I hear your voice, my eardrums start to quiver. It's a sexy sound, makes my love come down. And I know you can deliver any kind of gasm on the list. The gasms you don't give me, I think they don't exist. You give me gasms,
gasms,
eargasms. Soft and sweet are the kind the neighbors hear gasms. If I think about you right now, gonna give me gasms.
Gasms, gasms.
Every little thought's somehow gonna give me gasms, gasms, gasms. You get those mind gasms, those hard to find gasms, gasm, gasms.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies will return next week with Andy Breckman live from Canada. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Thinking about you all when you're here, gasm. Every kind of gasm ever known. And a few I think are only mine alone. You give me gasm. Gasm, gasms, you give me gasm, gasms.
Gasms,
gasms. Gasms. If I think about you right now, gonna give me gasms.
Gasms, gasms,
gasms. Gasms. Every little thought somehow gonna give me gasms.
Gasms,
you
gasms.
Give me those mind chasms.
Mind chasms.
The kind you give me are the kind that are hard to find. Chasms.
Mind chasms.
Gasms. You give those great gasms when the morning's early, when the night is late. Gasms.
Late gasms.
You give me those very real gasms, the kind that after you're gone I can still feel. Gasms.
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 You give me Dave the spasms.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. All those guys don't know what they're missing. Got a lot of living to do, and there's wine just ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. are just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. Got a lot of living to do. Crazy clothes and motorboat races. Someone nice to cuddle up to. Broadway sights. Little halo on your noble head. There lies a thought or two the devil might be interested to know. You're like the finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm near enough to contemplate. Geography descending from your eyebrows to your toes. The possibilities are possibly more than I can enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. So sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctimonious little speech to me. Forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me? Or will you annihilate me? Concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow.